Yeah, I think you get to, I haven't played in the new one in New York as well, and so you know, you just try to get to know it in pregame a little bit, and you know, just get ready to go play.
What do you think of their defensive front, especially Hatcher and Ware?
Yeah, they have really good defensive front. Those two guys especially are good players. Pretty impressive with the injuries they've had in the defensive line. How well they've continued to play speaks to their depth. They've always played a number of guys, rotated in, but that's impressive. They've had, I think, three pretty significant injuries, yet they're still creating a lot of sacks and really disruptive against the run. Yeah, I mean, I guess I played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers twice, so I don't really feel like that has much of a significance, maybe as some people think. So this is an unfamiliar opponent, in my opinion. Don't really know these players as well. Don't know this system with these players, and you know, I'm not sure in the fifth game of the season that you're really capable of knowing it. You see what they've played on film, but yet there's always things that teams have that maybe they haven't shown yet, and so you prepare for what you've seen, yet you also kind of prepare for some what ifs. But here's what I know. I know they do a good job creating turnovers. They're excellent at stripping the ball. They're good at creating pressure and creating sacks, and they're good at getting you off the field on third down, and a lot of that has to do with getting you in third and longs, and so those are some challenges for us.
Hey Peyton, can you describe the importance of Chris Clark in your life?
Well, I mean, Chris is the left tackle. All those guys are important, you know, for the entire team. Chris has done a good job. I think it's helped him, as I mentioned earlier, that he was really the starting left tackle in mini camps and OTAs and training camps. And I know that's paid dividends for him as far as learning the offense from the cerebral standpoint. And I think he'll just continue to get better through the season.
Do you guys ever have fun and chat about New Orleans? You're both from. Does he ever talk trash about Newman or anything like that?
We certainly have taught New Orleans, you know. He's McDonough 35, Ron Eagle. I don't know if you ever knew that was their mascot or not. But it hasn't been a lot of trash talking between us.
Peyton, how do you balance, you know, trying to perhaps add new wrinkles or still going with what's working with you guys since you're 4-0?
No, I really think Adam Gase and the offensive coaches do a good job. I mean, you're always looking to add things to your offense. If you see somebody else run a play that worked well against a defense, hey, we are not afraid to copy and put that play in. But you still want to run the plays that are working well, that are kind of the core of your offense. But I think it's important to keep things fresh and keep guys intrigued in meetings. But you know, I think we're still finding out kind of what plays we can hold our hat on and hang our hat on, and what plays that we can go to in crunch time. Yet not afraid to add some wrinkles to, you know, give us a better chance to move the ball.
How much have you used already, and how much do you guys still have in your back pocket? I was talking to a couple of guys. You saw a few things on me.
Well, I think one thing that Adam Gase and the coaches did a good job of is we ran a lot of plays in training camp. We put a number of plays in, and going against our defense is a tough challenge. And so you put them in training camp, and then you can kind of call on them at any point. And so that's how we kind of install the offense. And so, you know, I think it's tough when you put a brand new play in, you know, on Thursday. So most of the stuff, you know, it's in the system somewhere. It's just a matter of how many times we'll run it.
I know you've asked you before about Wes on his quick screens, but how do you like Demarius?
Well, for one thing, I think we're doing a good job at blocking them. I mean, the receivers, you know, there's usually receivers that are having to block, and we have athletic linemen. I mean, you see Orlando and Chris and Zane and Lou getting out there, you know, blocking safeties and corners. And you can't have a wide receiver screen game if you don't have, you know, linemen that can run. And so that's the starting point. But, yeah, it certainly helps when you got a guy that, when he gets the ball in his hands, can go the distance. You know, DT has shown the ability to go 80 yards. He's got great speed, but you know, he can cut back, and you know, he's not a slider. He's going north and getting yards after the catch, and that's why it's been a good play for us.
Peyton Decker didn't go today.
You're on pace to break all the records. Think about that. You try not to think about that.
Yeah, I really don't. I really think that the schedule, the way it's set up, playing you know, some of these, what I call unfamiliar opponents, has helped. And the fact that, you know, in 4 weeks so far, we're seeing, you know, defenses that they haven't shown the week before. And so you're preparing for what you think you might see, and then you're kind of preparing for some what-ifs, and you're practicing against some what-ifs. And so the preparation weeks are long, and they're kind of grinders, if you will. And so it keeps you on your toes, and it keeps you from thinking about what happened the week before. And you really can focus on that week. And I think the way the schedule is set up has allowed for that. And so I know that's been the case for me. I really think it has been for all players. And, you know, so we're kind of on to this week. And the team is tough at home, team we don't know real well, and, you know, a team that's, you know, plays well at home.
Hey, if Decker can't go this week, I mean, can you talk about the depth you guys have?
Yeah, it's hard for me to get into the hypotheticals. So I couldn't give you a good answer there.
Peyton Manning, at this stage in your career, with everything that you've already accomplished, you guys are 4-0, do you still have to find ways to mentally challenge yourself? I mean, Jordan used to tweak himself all the time, and, you know, mentally.
Well, I think it's not hard for me, because there's still a lot of change and a lot of new things that are you know, present at practice every day. I mean, Julius Thomas, this is his fifth game. You know, he runs out in introductions without his helmet on, but it is only his fifth game. You know, Ball, he's still a new starter. Hillman's a new starter. You know, Welker and I are still getting to know each other, you know. And so I really think – and then, you know, and Adam and I are getting to know each other. I mean, it's his fifth game as a coordinator, and he's talking in my earpiece, and, you know, we're getting a feel. So all those things – in a lot of ways, I think, help, you know, keep things fresh and keep you stimulated. And there's nothing that's, you know, monotonous that it feels like. You know, if you were in your 16th year in the same offense in the same place, it'd be different. But, you know, I'm in a new place, and that change has kind of kept me on my toes, if you will.
A few more for Peyton, guys.
Peyton, you grew up a Cowboys fan at all? You're a historian.
I did not. I mean, I guess I don't know if I'm a historian. I wouldn't put that label, but
well,
I knew Mill Plum. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I, you know, certainly didn't grow up a Cowboys fan, but you know, I was very aware of the great teams, and Roger Staubach and my dad were you know, somewhat the same age, and you know, we're friends, and I have great appreciation for the Cowboys history. I will say that, and it's a special, you know, part of the NFL.
You and Eli ever talk about common opponents? Eli's already played Dallas. Would you ever have a discussion with him about common opponents?
Yeah, sometimes we have. We haven't yet this week, but, you know, we have had in the past.
Okay, on a personal level, have you written down your personal goals before the season? Have you done that?
I have, yeah, I do that.
How are you doing on those so far?
I guess I hadn't looked at them quite yet. No, so I do it. I mean, I try to. Greg Knapp and I do that together, and we try to. We wait until after training camp, once we kind of, you know, see what we think, you know, kind of who we are and kind of how comfortable we are. So I'm on pace for a couple of them right now. So, you know, but you know, they don't do. You know, I'm not into doing 4-game. Summaries of the season. So it is early in the season. We do break the season into quarters. It's been a good start, but we're heading to the teeth of our schedule with some of these new teams. You know, we battle injuries every single week, and that presents challenges. So this is the second quarter, and it's really a new start.